This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a man who had it all and what he thought about it. From Ecclesiastes chapters 1 through 6. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
I have a friend named Bob who retired a few years ago. Some time back, we were spending a few days together in Palm Springs, California, at a Christian conference. One afternoon, I saw Bob talking to another man. Their conversation became more and more intense. And after about an hour or so, the man to whom Bob was speaking bowed his head in prayer. I learned later that Bob had led this man to Christ. I also learned that this man's story was a mirror image of the book of Ecclesiastes. The man was spending a few days relaxing in Palm Springs and was then going to fly to Alaska to do some big game hunting. From there, he was going to New York City to attend the openings of various Broadway plays. After a week or so in New York, he was on his way to Europe for some antique auctions. Most people who knew this man thought of him as successful, fulfilled, happy, and satisfied. But the man himself knew he was empty, hollow, living a life without purpose and meaning. And that's the theme of Ecclesiastes. Life without God at its center is dull and drab, and without him, nothing else can satisfy. But life is meant to be enjoyed. You may recall the first question of the Shorter Catechism, what is man's chief end? The answer is, man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. But it must be in that order. First, a life that glorifies God. Otherwise, everything is meaningless. Solomon had it all. Wisdom, accomplishment, pleasure, and wealth. His annual income in gold alone was more than $320 million tax-free. He denied himself nothing, but found it all meaningless, a chasing after wind. It's been said that God allowed one man to experience everything the world has to offer and then record his conclusions about the ability of those things to provide meaning and satisfaction. His conclusion in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 2 is echoed throughout the book. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Now, Christian, let me ask you, how many people do you know whose lives reflect the life of this man? They seek by education or pleasure or work or promotion to find meaning, but nothing under the sun brings satisfaction. For them and for us as well, only God himself can bring what our hearts seek and really long for. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
The booklet, Born to Reproduce, contains the heart of the Navigator vision on how to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We'd like to send you a free copy with the prayer that you'll be challenged by its message. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Born to Reproduce. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Which is better, a happy song or a broken heart? Leroy draws a surprising conclusion from Ecclesiastes chapters 7 through 12. Tomorrow on Daily Discipleship.